Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for July the 7th, 2024. And I got a dilly whopper, a real good one. I am just very excited when somebody breaks out of their little human rut and comes to me with a real question that they're looking for that resembles the whole effort of inner awakening, some kind of change in their modality. And this is certainly that change. This comes from Lauren. And Lauren lives in Florida. That's all she said, so I don't know where in Florida, but that doesn't matter. And what she's been doing, which I think is kind of interesting, is she's taking some of my TV programs, and they have formed a study group, and they watch the program, and then they discuss it and go back and forth with it. I don't know what the back and forth means, but anyway, that's what she does. And I am, first of all, Lauren, I am very privileged to think that those very important programs, doing the Eightfold Path, which you are studying now, has some relevance to the depth and the meaning of your life. I'm really deeply moved by all of that. So I want you to know that means a lot to me, okay? My life, my work is to be of service to humankind. And when somebody does something like this, it, it humbles me very deeply. So her question, let's get to that. What do you think, Greg, we are doing here on Earth? Most people do not ask this kind of question. It, at best, for most people, is a matter of curiosity and looking for some kind of philosophy to hang your hat on. And that's about as far as it really goes. Well, I know why we're here, la, la, la. But most people just make up stories about why they're here. And you hear it all the time from evangelists and ministers. People want to believe that, you know, God is a plan for you and all that other great stuff. But that's just taking God and making him a him and morphing him into a human like we would be and thinking that there is a 4-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. It's so ridiculous. I can't get into it, but that's not what it's about. So what are we doing here? One of the things you have to understand, Lauren, is this is the only place we could be. For whatever is our karma, for whatever it is that is how we left our last experience, whatever it was, this is the only place we could be. This is the best we could do. That in itself is very painful. Because when you look at this world and you look at the trials, the tribulations, the difficulties, the lying, the cheating, the stealing, all of that stuff that we all see in this world, it becomes more than obnoxious. It becomes, makes me nauseous to think this was the best I could do. And when you really sit down with that and you're able to meditate on that, to really comprehend it beyond the assumptions and presumptions of the mind, the body, the ego, the vanity, the pride. When you really sit down with it and you understand, my God, this is the best I could do, to grab a human body, to be in a human body, to have it built and made and mortified by two people, human beings that are just like me, that I don't know. I really don't know them in the biological sense, in the human sense. And I come in and invade the body of the female, and then I'm pushed out into this world, and I have traits and chemistry that is not always very beautiful, not very reliable, not very much based in the goodness of the nature of love or in anything. I am thrown to the wolves of society, and they go crazy, and I have to pay taxes and earn money to have a place to lay my head at night and put clothes on my body and yada, yada, yada. And then I have this yearning to make other babies and other beings, bring them into this. Don't know really why, but I do it because that's what you're, quote unquote, supposed to do. So all of this goes on and on and on in a deep, kind of ugly, what do I say, cycle of living. And we get ourselves into this cycle of living. We do terrible things to ourselves and each other in the name of self-righteousness, of pride, of vanity. That's our engine. We run our whole life off the engine of pride and vanity, assumption and presumptions that we assume are correct. At least we want to assume that they're correct. And when we really find out at the end of our life that they're not, we're very, very saddened. It hurts to realize everything I did was counter to the life I had. What does the life I had mean? That's the question. What do you do with an experience of life? Can you live beyond human assumption, human presumption? Can you live beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad? Can you go beyond your desire, your ambition? You won't find out what the meaning of your life is or the meaning of being here on earth until you are willing to no longer be of the earth. The saddest thing to me that culminates into the totality of a person's life is when they are confined to the idea of dying in their body. Dying, it's like dying in a very shabby old house. Just dirty, filthy, shabby old house, and it eventually caves in on you, and that's how you die. To me, that metaphor, that whole story I just made up for you, is the way I look at my own life. I would hate to think I would die a pen. I would hate to think I would die the son of Ed and Jean Penn. That would be a terrible thing for me. To live outside all of that, to go beyond all of that, is the meaning and the significance of a real, true life. And to do that, I have to understand my body. I have to understand its capacities, its impulses. I have to learn discipline and understand the power of my breath and learn how to focus on my breath, learn to focus on something bigger than the Gregory Edward biology psychology. Now, to do all of that takes an authentic spiritual practice. And not many people would be interested in that because it doesn't look like fun. It doesn't get you rich in their minds in the traditional sense. So most people just flounder around in their bodies, living their life with the assumption that well, there is no purpose to life, a nihilistic point of view, and that gives them the license to kill. They kill themselves by dying in their bodies and never realizing the great beauty that lives beyond the body. It's a wonderful thing, and most people never get it. They don't understand it. They don't even want it. So you have to want nothing, what the human being would consider to be nothing, with all of your heart. To neither be this, neither be that. Nati, nati. Neither this, neither that. Lauren, thank you for your beautiful question, and thank you for tipping me off on the study group. That's very moving to me. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Lauren, please forgive me. My beautiful audience, please forgive me. Be back on the air next week. And if you have any questions, you can email me at greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful one. And once again, as always, let love live you. Namaste.